more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
All right, welcome back. It's Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you again here in Lawrence. Championship game now of the Pat Grasso Holiday Tournament. The South Courtright Andes Rams taking on Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury. A Delaware League matchup. And potentially one we could see down the line in their league playoffs as well. It's our Butler Auto tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Well, GMU boys win in the consolation over Lawrence, 71-35. We'll see what we get here between the Rams and GCR. But Coach, just looking at these two teams, some good size out here for both teams. I'm excited to watch Cody Caravino. I always am from GCR, a tall, lanky 6'4", 6'5", guard that can also take it in the post. And I think this GCR team, as are most Delaware League teams, very motivated to go up against SKA as they always want to try to knock them off.
Yeah, I'm impressed with GCR's size out there. I know they have some quality guards, so South Courtright Andes is always fundamentally sound, so it should be a good game. I'm excited to see the matchup here of these two Delaware League teams.
And again, we'll just go back to yesterday and how these two teams got here. GCR survived against GMU 56-49 in the opening round here at the Grasso. Cody Caravino had 21 points and 16 rebounds, so he had a big night against the Raiders yesterday. Eric Pedersen, he chipped in 14 points, and Blake Albano had 8 points. And this was a key thing yesterday. Garrison Ross had 10 rebounds and 5 steals. He's kind of a baseball-first guy, but a big contribution yesterday there for GCR. South Courtright Andes took care of Lawrence 64-20. They got some different guys involved in the game. Parker Popp, who's kind of been on a hot streak lately, 17 points. That's a game high for him yesterday for the Rams. He's coming off being named to the all-tournament team at the Unadilla Valley Tournament last weekend. Dan McClure had 10 points off the bench, and Paxton Pop and Jackson Hudson had 8 points each yesterday for the Rams. So, you know, it's pretty nice if you're SK and Boston Carino has 3 points and you can still win by, you know, a healthy margin. I'm expecting more out of Boston tonight. Like I said, Parker Pop has been red hot, been getting some great contributions from his brother Paxton Pop, but we'll see. This is a much more even game than maybe it has been in previous years, and I think the Delaware League is kind of wide open and up for grabs, but I'm excited to see it, and two coaches that know each other very well as well. So Grasso Championship coming up in just a little bit. We're going to take a break here as we'll get you set here for South Courtright Andes and GCR. Greg Bonskowski, Nate Lull, and Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. So we'll have this championship game coming up in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
Buckle up, Santa. The famous Butler Auto Sales Holiday Was Now Sale is back.
Every vehicle on the lot is $1,000 off.
Over 150 vehicles to choose from. Cars, minivans, SUVs, crossovers, and a huge selection of trucks with an extra $1,000 off.
But that's not all. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney guarantees a minimum of $1,500 toward your trade-in. Any condition, no exceptions.
Check out over 100 vehicles under $30,000.
And save another grand during this limited-time holiday Was Now Sale.
Got credit challenges? Butler Auto Sales will get you financed, no matter your credit history.
The Holiday Was Now Sale. Every vehicle on the lot slashed by $1,000.
With more arriving daily at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Time for the starting lineups here at the Pat Grasso Tournament. GCR against South Courtright Andes. And Coach is going to have the GCR starters for you first.
First, for the GCR varsity, senior number 21, Blake Albano. Junior number 23, Nick Ionello. Sophomore number 24, Eric Pedersen. Junior number 30, Garrison Ross. And junior number 35, Cody Caravino. GCR is coached by Andrew Dumas and Doug Johnston.
On the other side for SK and head coach Aaron Kaufman, they start with junior number 2, Boston Carino. A senior number 10, Parker Pop. A sophomore number 11, Paxton Pop. A senior number 13, J.B. Trimble, and a senior number 20, Jackson Hudson. These guys, experience on the Rams side and should be a little rested yesterday after getting up to a big lead early and then putting it away. And a lot on the line here tonight at the Grasso Tournament title game. So, Coach, when you played back in this tournament, with GMU, was this always one that you'd like to win, a nice local tournament with some rich history?
Yeah, anytime you play in a local tournament, it's certainly something that you want your team to be successful in and kind of use to kind of springboard into that second half of your season. So this is always a fun tournament. Always like to come over here and see Coach Grasso and play in the Lawrence Gym here. So always a good tournament.
South Courtright Andes, the Rams will be in the home white uniforms, the royal blue trim. Says Rams and royal blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Gilboa Conesville Roxbury has kind of gone with the neutral black with the gold. And so they have the black uniforms, the gold trim. Says GCR in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. We're ready to roll here in Lawrence. Two teams that know each other very, very well. About to tip it up.
What is GCR? They have a mascot.
So they don't have an official mascot, but they've kind of put as part of their logo the Wildcat and the Rocket of both schools. Roxbury Rockets, Gilboa Conesville Wildcats. And so on both sides of the GCR, they kind of have that. But a lot of these combined schools, Stanford Jefferson, same thing. They haven't come up with anything new particularly yet. So we'll see in the future.
But that's
always
interesting.
They have. I know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do decide to pick. So SK going to go right to left. They will win the opening tip. And here is Trimble to the high post. Kicking one back out. And here's Boston Carino for three. And a good start here for the Rams, a 3-0 lead. Caravino to midcourt. Here comes the trap from SK. Caravino is able to get through it. Feeding one down low. Good up and under. And they finish for GCR there with Albano.
Nice job handling the pressure there by GCR to get a basket.
Yeah, that would have been easy to just give one away there. The Rams coming right at him with that trap. 7:15 to go in the first. Here's Pop on the left side. Parker can't get that to go. and a rebound for GCR. Caravino might be the X factor in this game here this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. Here's a steal by Parker Popp. Got it at midcourt, and he's able to finish.
Yeah, you can't turn the ball over against South Court Red Andes here. They're going to turn it into points. You can't handle this little 1-3-1 half-court trap. You're in trouble.
Makes it 5-2. GCR gets through it, and they'll throw this one away off the hands there of Ionello, and it goes back to the Rams. Got to see SK twice last week at the Unadilla Valley Tournament. They fell to Norwich in the championship game and beat UV in the first round. Really good game with UV. Norwich just had too much for them, though. And the right side corner for Carino. Very reminiscent of what he did last year here when we were on the radio as he hits back-to-back threes. And just like that, the Rams are up 8-2. Carino only had 3 points yesterday in that win over Lawrence. He's already got more than that today. Ball out of bounds is going to be a inbound opportunity to the right of the hoop for GCR. Garrison Ross doing the inbounding. Finds Ionello to Caravino on the right side. And SK very aware of where he is with 6:15 to go in the first. Caravino for three. Left it a little short. Rebound scooped up here by Pop. Parker looking to run. Dishes one off. Finds Carino. Right side three, and he hits. Three for three. And GCR's got to call a timeout. Boston, all three threes looking good in rhythm. 11-2, we'll take a timeout. SK's on top on CDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Fast start here for South Court Red Andes. They lead GCR 11-2, and a tough start here for GCR with 5:55 to go in the first. And now a steal by the Rams. They'll find Parker Popp down the left side. Parker Popp feeding one back to Boston Carino. For three, it's in and out. And Pop's got the rebound. Stripped, and they'll pull it back out and try to reset here with 5.5 to go in the first. And a take here to the hoop by J.B. Trimble, and he scores. And, boy, what a start by the Rams.
Nice, quick move there by Trimble.
Makes it 13-2 with 5:25 to go in the first. Left side here for GCR. Straightaway three for Garrison Ross. In and out. Rebound Caravino. Tries to put back and gets it to roll in.
Quick second jump there for Caravino. He shot it both times before he even came down. I think he's got time to catch it, come down, and go up and score, but he was able to get that second one to fall.
Makes it 13-4. Here's Trimble trying to take it to the hoop. Missed it in traffic. And now a steal by the Rams. Good hustle there by Trimble to knock it free after he missed the shot. 4:50 to go in the first. Boston Carino, another three. This one's too strong. And picked back up here by the Rams. Good hustle by Jackson Hudson into the corner to grab that loose ball. 4:40 to go in the first. Parker Pops got it to Trimble to the right side, lowering his head, and he tries to bull his way into the lane, and we got a travel on the Rams. 4.5 to go in the first. 13-4 our score. Can GCR survive this early attack from SKA?
That's what I was just going to say. SKA is off to a good start, but there's a lot of basketball left to be played here.
GCR to midcourt, trying to get through this trap. They got to handle it, and they do to the near side. Into the right corner now, feeding one back out for Pedersen. Interior move for Albano, and he couldn't get that shot off very cleanly, and SK comes away with it. And they find Paxton Pop, and he is fouled at the left low block here. What makes that trap at half court so effective there, Coach, in your opinion?
Well, they're just quick, and they use half court as an extra defender. So I used to call it like the coffin corners. As you get across half court on either side, there are lines. And I used to tell my players, if you can't go all the way across half court and get past that second line, then don't go across half court, because they use the fact that you can't throw it backwards now to their advantage. So you have to really advance it well over half court, or they're going to use half court as an extra defender. And then they're super quick, and they have hands tracing the ball, so makes it very difficult.
Paxton Pop goes 1 out of 2 at the line, and SKA now leads 14-4 with 4:05 to go here in the first.
See, that time Caravino got across far enough that he could throw it backwards.
And this time GCR is going to throw it away into the right corner, and again, that trap continuing to cause some problems here.
SKA is so quick, and they've played this for so long, that if you make one lazy pass or one pass that's fumbled, you're in trouble. That's what happened there. They made one lazy pass, and it turned into the turnover.
Rams have it on the left side here with J.B. Trimble. SK leading 14-4 with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Parker Pop looking for some options. Goes to Boston Carino here in the championship game of the Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. Good move down low by Jackson Hudson. Left it short, though, and Caravino is able to clean up the glass. Caravino down the left side. Stops and then gets a reach-in foul here on Parker Pop. And I guess if you're the Rams coach, that's the game you got to be careful of, is these little reach-in fouls. How tight are they going to call it?
Yeah, I mean, and it all depends on how tight the officials are going to call it and what you can get away with and what you can't.
And the ball will come in here for GCR. Again, they're in the black uniforms with the gold trim. Going left to right. Here's Caravino for a three on the left side. Well short. Albano with a rebound, and he puts it up and in.
Nice rebound and finish there by Albano.
Makes it 14-6. GCR trying to hang tough here with three to go in this first quarter. And now we got a charge here on J.B. Trimble for the push-off. Maybe GCR just needs to see a couple go through the hoop and settle in. 3:05 to go in the first. And GCR will get it in. Up the left side. Again, trying to beat the trap. Caravino's able to work his way through it this time. And we'll shovel one to Garrison Ross as they go left to right. They find Albano on the right low block. And he's stripped out of bounds there by Carino. It'll stay with GCR. 2:50 to go here in the first, a 14-6 ball game.
Important 3 minutes here to close out this first quarter.
Caravino into the right corner. Again, GCR going left to right. It's knocked out of the hands of Albano, but he's able to chase it down into the paint. Corner three now on a dish out. This one a little short here. Caravino going for the rebound. Out of bounds and now to the Rams. A good corner look there for Gabe Allen, but it was short.
Looked right on line from our angle, but like you said, just a hair short.
Carino, after hitting those three threes to really balloon this lead up in the early going, maybe a little heat check here as he's slowed down just a ton. GCR settling in on defense. Coming off the screen, a pass to the interior for Jackson Hudson, and a foul on GCR as he went up for the left-handed layup. And so this will send Jackson Hudson to the line. Rams have played a challenging schedule so far, going up to a tournament early in the season at Fulton Montgomery Community College, playing some bigger schools there, and then facing off with Norwich last week at the Unadilla Valley tournament as Hudson's first shot a little short there. 2:20 to go here in the first. And the second one coming from Hudson is in and out, and Caravino with a rebound. Averaging a double-double so far this season. Caravino shovel pass to Ross. Now back to Caravino. Stops and pops from the foul line. Can't get it to go. Albano with a rebound. And then he's stripped at the right low block, and the Rams come away with it here with 2 minutes to go in the first. South Courtright Andy's 14. And GCR 6. Parker Pop on the near side will feed one off to the high post. Pop's got it in the right corner. We'll dish one back out to Boston Carino. With 1:40 to go here in the first, Carino dishing one down low. Finds Paxton Pop. It's stripped out of his hands, and GCR's got it. The defense has really turned up here for GCR.
They have. They switched, and I think they're playing a little man-to-man, and it's really given South Courtright Andy some trouble.
Big three ball in the right corner for David Kammer there. Pulls GCR to within 14-9 with 1:20 to go in the first. And the Rams come across midcourt with Parker Pop. Pop to the right side, trying to take it inside, and a tough finish over Caravino for Parker Pop.
Yeah, nice strong move there to the rim there for Pop.
Makes it 16-9 with a minute to go in this first quarter. Right side here for Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury, the combined program. Garrison Ross gets stuck in a tough spot. Ball's loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. We got a jump ball. It'll stay with Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury. 50 seconds to go here in this first quarter. 16-9 our score. The Rams on top of GCR. And GCR trying to get Caravino going. He's been great on the glass. Only 2 points so far in the book. As GCR look to get it in, and they do, into the left corner. As they go left to right, the black uniforms with the gold trim. They find Caravino. Pull-up jumper for him. Boy, he couldn't get the roll there with 35 seconds to go in the first. Rams have it in the white with the royal blue trim. 30 seconds to go first quarter. They lead 16-9.
It can almost hold for one shot here.
J.B. Trimble, crossover, into the paint, stripped, pulls it back out, though, just in time. Back to Parker Pop. 20 seconds to go in the first. They work it around. Carino on a pump fake. Steps in for a two from the foul line. It's no good. This gives GCR some time as Caravino windexes the glass for another rebound. Down to 5 seconds left. Caravino will get it back. A little give and go. Fires up a three at the buzzer, and it's no good. 16-9 into the first quarter. The SKA boys leading Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury in the Grasso Championship game. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Cambridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, as always. It's a free audio listen right there on CDOsports.com.
GCR's got to be happy with where they are after that quick start for SK. They came back, could have been a little closer, but still kind of attached.
Yeah, they're hanging tough here in the Grasso Championship. And now a rebound for GCR as they made Parker Pop there go for a tough shot from a tough angle, but then they throw it away on the outlet pass. And just a little too excited there, I think, to head down the floor. And so the Rams will have it on that far side as they go right to left. They'll feed one into Boston Carina, who started this game with three straight threes. Has cooled off a little bit here, but that has really been the difference in the cushion for SK so far. Here's Parker Pop, stripped underneath, is able to get it back. Ball loose, though, and up and in somehow from a tough angle there for SK for Jaden Ragazzi.
Yeah, good job sticking with that. He got blocked the first time, but it didn't discourage him. He got the ball and went right back up with it.
7:15 to go in the second quarter, 18-9 our score. The Rams leading GCR. They get this one back to Caravino from a tough angle, and he's fouled. And boy, Caravino, everywhere he goes, there's two guys shoulder to shoulder with him. Shooting foul here on the Rams, so Caravino's going to go to the line. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. See if there's any more final scores we can pass along from a relatively quiet Saturday, probably about 8 to 9 games on the schedule today. First one falls out there for Caravino. He can't get it to go.
Yeah, nice soft shot. Bounced around on the rim a couple times, but just wouldn't fall through there.
Second opportunity coming up here for Caravino at the line. With 7:06 to go in the second quarter, and Caravino can't get that one to go. Gets a rebound, though, and then lost control of it. Boy, GCR can't catch a break here at the moment, down 18-9. Trimble's going to take it to the interior on a tough, hard-nosed take, and he's fouled. Can't get the shot to go. We'll go to the line, though.
I think that's going to be two fouls on Albano for GCR. So something to keep an eye on here.
And looks like he's going to have to go to the bench. And so Garrison Ross is going to come in. First one for Trimble at the line is good. And SK is going to make him work to chip back into this ballgame. Second shot coming here for Trimble at the line, and this one is good. So Trimble with 4 points, and SKA has ballooned this lead back up to 20-9 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter here. And now a steal by the Rams. Good hard-nosed defense, and they're off and running. Ragazzi stops, pops, can't get that shot to go. And GCR's got a rebound. Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury in transition. David Kammer to the interior for Garrison Ross through his hands and out of bounds. And again, no rhythm here for GCR at times. Turnover here by GCR.
Yeah, the pressure from SKA has really limited GCR from getting set up into an offense. And they've done a good job of switching. They've gone from 1-3-1 in the half court to like a 3-2 trapping zone to now man-to-man. So they're really throwing everything at GCR here early.
6:25 to go in the second quarter. Carino in a corner three, and he got another one. And Carino has 4 threes for 12 points. Another dagger makes it 23-9 for the Rams. Pass to the interior here for GCR on the baseline. Back across, and it's stolen away by Parker Pop. Pop down the left side, and he takes it in but can't get the shot to go. Tough angle.
I thought he expected contact and then didn't get it.
Yep. GCR trying to answer. They go inside for Caravino. Off the glass, tough angle, and he, again, just buckled it off the side of the rim. 5:50 to go in the second. It's 23-9. South Courtright, Andy's on top of GCR. Missed shot there. Caravino a rebound. Long pass ahead. They got a wide-open player. Plays off 2 feet, puts it up and in there for Eric Pedersen.
Yeah, nice, smart play there. He waited for the defender to come head faked and was able to get him up.
Back the other way, a missed shot here by SK. Caravino, another rebound. And he's at midcourt. 23-11, straightaway three here for GCR is no good. Parker Pop with a rebound. Pop in transition, streaks down the right side, takes it to the interior, can't get that shot to go. A second chance is up and good for Ragazzi. And a timeout's going to be taken here by head coach Andy Dumas for the Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury boys. They now trail 25-11. Coming up on 5 to go here in the second quarter, we'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. South Courtright Andy's boys leading Gilboa Conesville Roxbury 25-11 in the Grosso Tournament title game here in Lawrence. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight here by Greg Bonskowski.
Well, every time GCR looks to make a little run, South Corey Dandies just kind of puts a couple more hoops on the board to distance themselves a little.
And GCR trying to get that ball in. And they tried to throw a cross-court pass. It was too far. And it's going to go back to SK. And so things just not in rhythm here so far for GCR.
And Blake Albano back in the game with those two fouls.
Yeah, rolling the dice a little bit here that he can stay out of trouble. So the Rams have it again going right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim. Here is Carino. Stops for a two. Missed it. Caravino, another rebound. Boy, he's getting a ton of boards.
Yeah, he really skies up there to get those rebounds.
Especially on the defensive end, he's had a ton. Caravino to the left side, finding Albano. Good drive here, and off the glass, and it's good for Blake Albano. So 6 points now for Albano. And that makes it 25-13. GCR looking for a stop. Carino with an up and under. No, Albano with a rebound. And the outlet pass here to Caravino. Shovel pass into the corner. Pedersen for three. Got it. That's a big one there.
GCR chipping away.
Makes it 25-16. And SK wants to talk things over with head coach Aaron Kaufman. We'll step away. Just under 4 minutes to go, second quarter. And it's a 25-16 lead for the Rams over GCR. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:53 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. 25-16 our score. SK boys on top in the Grasso Championship so far. Rams have it. They'll pass one down low. Chance here for Paxton Pop. And he missed it, and then a foul on the rebound. So it's going to go back to GCR, and it feels like they're getting a little momentum here, Coach.
Yeah, I was just going to say that momentum seems to be shifted here. That basket by Albano, and then that three in the corner from Pedersen. They can get a hoop here. They're in business.
Yeah, that three really was big. Seemed to put a little more pep in their step. And they're handling the pressure near midcourt. Here's Albano. Tried to make the extra pass here to Caravino, and it's knocked away. Rams have it back.
He had Pedersen wide open in that same corner that he made the three in, but tried to get it inside to Caravino.
Trimble with a reverse layup. Can't get it. GCR's got a rebound. And Pedersen's back across midcourt. Chest pass finds Caravino. Stops for a long two in the corner, and Cody hits it.
Well, just get a little further out there. That's a three.
Maybe he just needs to see one go through. I don't know.
He's got a nice soft shot, too.
25-18 now. 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Rams on top of Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury. Trimble to the inside for SK. Turnaround shot rolled off the rim. Second chance for Paxton Pop. Nice pump fake, and he scores.
Yeah, that was a great pump fake. He waited for Caravino to come down, and then he was able to get that shot off cleanly.
Caravino straight away, three, and that's off the right side of the rim. Out to Pedersen in that sweet spot in the corner. A little too much mustard on it this time. No good, and a rebound for the Rams. And here is Boston Carino on the right side. As SK goes right to left, he's going to back it out and call a new play. As we hit 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, Rams leading 27-18. Trimble down low, finds Jackson Hudson. Up and under, missed it. Second chance here for the Rams. Hudson again, and this time he's fouled, and he'll head to the line. And looks like this one could be on Caravino. Yeah, going to be his first.
I don't know about that one. If I was the GCR coach, I'd be up saying, can you explain that one to me? Because it looked like it looked like Hudson cleared out. I wouldn't have called a moving or like a offensive foul. I think that would have been one that I'd have let go.
Hudson makes the first one at the line. Yeah, it just seems like a competitive play. Second one coming. Good.
But we talked about GCR having the momentum, and there's South Courtright with four straight points.
Ball into our broadcast table here as Hudson got a piece of that as GCR tried to bring it up. It'll stay with Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury.
I think they wanted you to shoot. You looked like you were open over here.
I mean,
that's why they threw it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it got deflected. This table plays some good defense.
I think we're in your range. You could have made that shot.
GCR looking to get it in, and Caravino had to play it off the leg of Trimble. And somehow it works, and GCR gets it in. They find Albano. A jumping shot. He was fouled, they say. And so Albano's going to head to the line here with 1:47 to go in the second. Always dangerous trying to throw it off the body like that.
I think there should have been a violation there because I don't think Caravino came back in with both feet on the floor before he touched the ball. Yes, he threw it off the South Courtright player, but then he came in from out of bounds, and I don't think he established both feet in, but hey, the refs didn't call it. We're good.
Well, he was probably running short on time there to get that ball in. He had to do what he had to do, I guess, and missed foul shot here for GCR, and so it's going to come back to the Rams. Pop comes off a screen. Nice little step through, and he scores. Parker Pop's got 6 points. And SK builds that lead back up.
Yeah, I think they're on a 6-0 run here.
31-18. And now Garrison Ross losing control of it. It's out of bounds. And we'll go back to the Rams. So, again, just like you said, Coach, just when GCR gets a little momentum, Rams have had an answer so far. Pop in the backcourt will go to the left side. And now to Carino in the left side corner. Carino will pull it out. Thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. On the baseline, the running floater, no. And Parker Pop somehow in there, just outworking everybody, gets that board and scores. And Parker Pop's got 8 points. We're under a minute to go now in the second quarter. GCR's got it. Garrison Ross off the glass, and it's good. That makes it 33-20. Pop in transition off the glass. And he's up to 10 points now. He's on a heater. Makes it 35-20. Garrison Ross right side of the floor. We got a push here on the Rams as Ross was flying down the right wing. 36 seconds to go in the second quarter. And again, after that Pedersen three, it looked like GCR was back in it. But again, the Rams just finding a way. And so Pedersen on the baseline here to the right of the hoop will look to get it in. Finds Caravino. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Feeds one across left side at the high post. Now back to Caravino. Little stutter step. Caravino, the fall away jumper is good. And he has 6 points. And they'll look to get it in, and they do to the left side. Trimble trying to go the entire way. Missed it.
Good job by Caravino not to foul there.
Back across midcourt. If they could get a bucket here, that would be big for you GCR fans. Pedersen, there's the sweet spot in the corner. No, missed it. And that's going to do it for the first half. Pedersen wants that one back. Grasso Tournament Championship. South Courtright Andes boys leading Gilboa Conesville Roxbury 35-22. Coach, any final thoughts before we hit the break?
I'm just impressed with South Courtright's aggressiveness and how hard they play. And GCR is doing a good job. They just can't seem to get that surge. It kind of reminds me of the game we did last year here when GCR, I think they played GMU in the consolation.
Yes. Yep.
And we just kept saying they would get close, and then GMU would go ahead, and then they would get close, and then GMU would go ahead. And we kept saying, geez, if they could just get over that hump. And then I think we said, gee, the dam broke, and they got the momentum. So I think they're close. They just got to take care of that ball once they close the gap a little bit.
Yeah, I think the early pressure and some big shot-making right out of the gate, a good recipe today for South Courtright so far.
But I think the gamble by GCR to put Blake Albano back in there in the second quarter kind of paid off.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't pick up his third foul, so I mean, they're down 13. They got a little work to do, but they're not out of it yet. A lot of basketball left to be played.
Should be an exciting second half here at the Grasso, so stay tuned, and we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few. SKA Boys on top, 35-22 at the break over GCR. We'll be back on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Mirabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Mirabito. Visit us online at Mirabito.com.
It's on Route 7 in Riverside, Sydney, and on Route 7 in Oneonta's East End.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT. Or visit them online at Mirabito.com. That's Mirabito.com. 35-22 here at the break in the Grasso Tournament Championship game, SKA leading GCR. First half points, 12 points for Boston Carino on 4 three-pointers for SK, 10 for Parker Pop, 4 for J.B. Trimble, 4 for Jaden Ragazzi, 3 for Paxton Pop, and 2 for Jackson Hudson. On the other side for GCR, very balanced. 6 for Cody Caravino, 6 for Blake Albano, 5 for Eric Pedersen, 3 for David Kammer, 2 for Garrison Ross. And again, Coach, it just feels like if GCR can maintain some of that momentum, get Caravino going, it's really going to open up a lot for them offensively.
Yeah, the other thing I would like to see, and we don't have access to it because we don't have a team of people doing statistics,
right.
Is I would like to see how many points South Court Ray Andes has scored off of turnovers.
Yes, yeah.
Because it seems like when South Court Andes gets that little momentum push, it's that GCR has turned it over a couple times,
mm-hmm.
and they've gotten some runouts. So, I think they have 12 points on threes, but I'd be willing to bet a lot of their other points have come in transition off of turnovers by GCR. So if they can clean that up, because I think in the half court, they've done a pretty good job since that early spurt at the beginning of the game where Carino hit the three threes. They've done a much better job in the half court playing defense.
Interesting. I mean, you just never know, right? I mean, Boston has 3 points yesterday, and he comes out red hot, and he's got 12 in the first half here on four threes. You just can't lose him, and he's made them pay a couple of times, and I feel like that's really kind of been the difference on the scoreboard of, all right, we got punched in the mouth and we're down 10 early, but we'll see if they can find a way back. Like you said, still a lot of basketball left to be played.
So. Yeah, so like if I'm coaching, I'm telling them in the locker room here at halftime, if I'm GCR, hey, we're down 13 points. They came out and had a good run early. We kind of fought back. Then we turned it over a little bit, and I'm telling my team, hey, at the end of the third quarter, we want this to be, you know, 8 points or so, under double digits. And then by 5 minutes or 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, we want it to be like a 1-2 possession game, so like 5 points. So you want to be able to put some game pressure on South Court Right Andes as the game progresses.
All right, Coach and I are going to take a break. 35-22 here at the half. The South Court Right Andes boys on top of Gilboa Conesville Roxbury in the Pat Grasso Holiday Tournament Championship game in Lawrence. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, second half underway here at the Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. Boys championship game with South Courtright leading 35-22 over Gilboa Conesville Roxbury. GCR's got the ball going right to left in the black uniforms with the gold trim. Garrison Ross on the baseline, and he's fouled. Rams are in the white with the navy blue. Royal blue, I should say.
Early turnover by GCR. Paxton Pop doing a good job at the top of that 1-3-1 defense. He's long, athletic, and he's making them throw the ball up over top of him, and they got the turnover there.
GCR will get it in to the left side, and they'll work one back out to Pedersen, to Albano. Trying to feed one for Caravino. There's just too many arms and legs in the way there. Caravino diving on the ground. And that one's tipped away, and SK is going to come out of there with it. GCR trying to make the extra pass, but it wasn't there. Here's Pop with a good extra step, and he scores. Explosive. So Parker Pop's got 12 points, makes it 37-22. And Caravino to the left side, finds Blake Albano to the interior. Oh, it rolls off the front of the rim. Body's flying on the rebound. GCR is going to bring it down.
Great hustle by Pedersen there to keep that alive, give his team a possession.
Ross wants a three. Right side. It's off the front of the rim and no good. Rams have it. They try the outlet pass, and Ross is there to steal it away. Here's Garrison down the right side of the floor. Pass to the interior for Caravino on the right low block. He's stuck underneath the hoop, has to throw it out, and it goes out of bounds over into the GCR bench.
I thought that was headed to you again.
Me too.
They must really think you can shoot it.
Coach Dumas, though, intercepted that before it could get to me. I mean, I'm wearing kind of blue here. I wouldn't think GCR would keep passing it to me. But
I think from here it'd be worth four.
6:05 to go in the third in the 37-22 ball game. Rams on top of GCR. Potential late-season Delaware League matchup here between these two teams. Here's Jackson Hudson to the rim, and he scores. Good little dish off from Carino. Makes it 39-22 with 5:45 to go in the third. And to the right side, here is Pedersen. Pulls up, and he's got the two.
He's got a nice little jumper there from the baseline.
Pedersen's got a team high 7 right now. Ball out of bounds as SK brought it back down the left side of the floor. They now go left to right. Going to stay with the Rams to the left of the hoop in their own offensive end. SKA will look to get it in. Little turnaround opportunity for Jackson Hudson. He's going to work. Missed it, though. Caravino's got the loose change down the right, left side of the floor, I should say. And he'll look to pull it out. Caravino, left side, skips it across. And now back to Pedersen. Caravino looking for some options. Straight away three for Cody, in and out. Albano chasing that rebound, couldn't get to it. And looks like it's going back to SKA here.
I really like how Blake Albano goes after the rebounds on the offensive end. He really crashes that board hard.
He does. They've got some good size here and a lot of good pieces on this team. Pop's going to walk it down the floor here for South Courtright Andes. pop at the top of the key, will pull it out and look around for some options, finds J.B. Trimble on the right side. Trimble tries a little give and go, but Caravino was right there for the steal. And Caravino's across midcourt, and will pull it back out. Sets it up, tries to split two defenders, goes to Ross in the right corner as GCR goes right to left. Skip pass, finding Pedersen, and he tries the three ball, and it hit the front of the rim. Wouldn't go.
That was a good skip, though, by Ross to Pedersen.
4:25 to go in the third in a 39-24 ball game. The Rams are on top here of Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury in the Grasso Tournament Championship game. Pop feeds through, finds his brother who missed the layup.
That was a beautiful pocket pass on that pick and roll.
Parker found Paxton, but he couldn't get the layup to go. And now here's GCR. Caravino across midcourt, tries to feed it through two defenders. Ricocheted off a leg and somehow comes back here to South Courtright Andes. And then J.B. Trimble takes it to the rim, and we got a foul. With 3:53 to go here in the third. Make sure you stay tuned after our final horn here tonight. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll also find out who our tournament all-tournament team members are and who the 2025 or 2026, maybe I should say, MVP will be for the Grasso Tournament.
I'm sure you'll do that many times before you get that it's 2026.
I think it's because this tournament is normally last week, and they made it a little later this week. So, yeah, we're in 2026. How about that? Our first game of 2026. Skip pass. They find Ross, and Garrison tries a three. That little sidewinder shot won't go.
That one was just a little short.
Rams with numbers if they can hurry. Parker pop shot won't go. Caravino, a rebound, ahead for Ross, and it's up and in.
We had a bad angle on that, too. Right straight on and didn't use the board. That's the one you usually miss. But he snuck it in there right over the front of the rim.
Don't look now. It's 39-26. I know that's still a big gap, but if GCR can get a couple of stops here with 3 minutes to go in the third, might be back in business.
They got to stop here. So another opportunity to close that gap. It's 13 at half, so we're right back where we started at halftime.
Big for big possession, I should say, for GCR here down the left side of the floor as they go right to left. Into the corner and out of bounds going back to the Rams, dribbled right into a trap. Looked like GCR wanted a timeout there and then kind of waved it off.
And I don't understand why there wasn't a foul down there in the corner. Both South Courtright defenders had both hands on the GCR ball handler. That's supposed to be automatic.
Rams have it with Parker Pop. At the left elbow, pull up for Parker is good, and he's feeling it right now. He's got 14. And across midcourt here for GCR. Caravino to the left side. Chest pass for Ross. Little corner drive. They find Kammer in the corner for three, and he hits. Not going to go quietly. Kammer's got 6 points on two threes. And it's 41-29 with 2:15 to go in the third. Rams up by 11, up by 12, excuse me. Rams have it on the left side. Little spin move for Jackson Hudson. Up and under Caravino. Blocked, swatted out of there. And Caravino's trying to go coast to coast. The spin, and he's fouled at the left low block.
I like that. When he gets the rebound on defense and he starts to go, I think he should go all the way to the hoop until somebody stops him, because he's so tall and athletic. There's not very many people around here that are going to be able to block his shot if he goes to that rim.
Yeah, really nice player. I've always said, though, he could be more aggressive if he wants to be. Caravino's first shot at the line is good. Makes it 41-30. Big shot coming here for Cody to try to slice this back down a little bit. And this one's good.
They got it to 10. That's what we said the goal was at the end of the quarter, was to be 10 or under.
They still got some time.
Yep. Need a stop here and then a good offensive possession.
1:55 to go here in the third in a 41-31 ball game. Grasso Tournament Championship in Lawrence. Parker Pop for three. Missed it, and a rebound for GCR. Good-looking shot from Pop, but it wouldn't fall. Ahead now for Caravino. He wants a three, didn't pull the trigger, now steps back, makes sure it's a three, hits off the front of the rim. Albano with the rebound, and it's taken away. SK's very prepared for that, and Hudson was able to gobble it up in transition. Here is Paxton Pop. No, Hudson with a rebound, off the glass, and he scores. Hudson doing a little bit of everything here. He's got 6 points. 43-31 with 1:10 to go in the third. Caravino, bounce pass, give and go, puts it up, left-handed, can't get it. Rolled off the side of the rim. SK's got a rebound. Ahead for Paxton Pop, and a push here on GCR in transition with 57 seconds to go in the third.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
And so this will send Pop to the line.
I mean, you had it at a 10-point game. You had Caravino with a good look. He makes that. It's a 7-point game.
First shot here for Pop won't go.
They go down and score. Now it's a 12-point game. Now you had another opportunity to get it back to 10. Unfortunate sequence there for GCR. Albano picks up his third as well.
Another one coming here for Pop, and the bank is open for him.
But with a three here, you can make it a 10-point game. So our goal was still in reach.
44-31. We said in order for it to be reasonable, they needed to have it at 10 at the end of the quarter. Pedersen, right side, as GCR goes right to left. They'll pull one back out. 35 seconds to go now, third quarter. They try to feed one into the teeth of the defense. That was Ross, and it's intercepted by SK.
And SKA can hold for the last shot here. It looks like that's what they're going to do.
Shot clock's off. They find Paxton Pop, and he's blocked there by Caravino. Ball is loose, and GCR's got it. A giveaway by the Rams turns into a two-on-one, and Ross is able to finish.
Boy, that's a mistake by SKA.
Makes it 44-33, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Pop inside, and we got a foul, a reach in here, or a little bit of body, yeah, on the Rams, or on GCR, excuse me. Going to be on Gabe Allen. 6 seconds to go here in this third quarter.
And that was a shooting foul?
This sends Parker Pop to the line. And Pop right now with 14 points. With 6 seconds to go here in the third. And Pop's first shot is good. Lots just happened on that little sequence there.
Yeah, so what happened was the official threw the ball to Pop to shoot it, and a GCR player tried to go in, and it was a violation, but instead of shooting the shot, he threw the ball back to the official.
Three ball here at the buzzer for GCR. It won't go, so it's 45-33 at the end of the third quarter. So, all right, Coach and I are going to take a break. 8 minutes to go to decide the 2026 Grasso champ. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
For over 20 years,
years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Fourth quarter here at the Grasso in Lawrence. 8 minutes to decide who our champ is going to be. Right now it's the SK boys leading GCR 45-33. Jackson Hudson got stripped of the ball, but Carino got it back. He misses the layup. Hudson gets another opportunity, and finally it rolls out off the leg of SK. And going back to GCR. So here we go, fourth quarter.
Boy, GCR worked hard to get that first stop, and then the ball just seemed to land in Carino's hands, and he missed a little chippy.
So 45-33, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on CDO. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. They try to force one to the interior again for Caravino, and it's intercepted by the Rams. And here is Carino to the near side. And his shot died on the back of the rim and then fell off to the left side, and a rebound for GCR. Ahead, looking for Gabe Allen. He can't finish from a tough angle. Ross has got it. Gives it back to Allen. He's blocked again. And then this ball loose, and finally the Rams come away with it to the right side.
Awful lot of contact down there for no call.
Wow, 6:50 to go here in the fourth. Back and forth between these squads. And now the Rams want to take a timeout. We will as well. 6:45 to go in the fourth, still 45-33. South Courtright Andy's boys on top of GCR on CDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank, it starts here.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Out of the timeout, Rams with the ball and a 45-33 lead here in the Grasso Tournament Championship game. Here's Boston Carino, a three for the Rams. No, Jackson Hudson the rebound. Pump fakes, can't get the shot, but he is fouled. And we'll head to the line. Caravino with the foul for Gilboa Conesville Roxbury.
Really smart play but there by Jackson Hudson. He knows that Cody Caravino wants to try to block his shot. So great head and shoulder fake. Got him up off the floor. Just rolled out for, had the close opportunity for the three-point play, but wasn't able to finish.
Hudson's first shot at the line is good. He's been pretty good here in this second half. Just a lot of hustle, big rebounds. Going up against the taller Caravino on the inside. And his second shot is good. Eight now for Hudson. And SK now leads 46-33. 6:20 to go here in the fourth. The full court pressure coming from the Rams. GCR has it. They'll go up over the top to Garrison Ross, and he's fouled as he takes it in. Well done there by GCR to break that press. Foul on Hudson, so this will send Ross to the line. Make sure you stay tuned after our game today. We'll give out our three awards, and we'll figure out who the all-tournament team is going to be right now. And at this point, some of those awards might be still up in the air based on how this one finishes out. Ross can't get the second one to go. Finally gets a rebound, though, off the miss. Back out Pedersen, a long two. No. Caravino tries a little putback. Can't get it to go, and Caravino might have just hurt himself. Trying to run back into the play here. And SK quickly back down the floor. They take advantage with Ragazzi. And Jaden's able to score there. Makes it 48-33. Caravino holding his wrist, and he'll come over to the bench, and Albano's going to come in for him. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. And Caravino's still holding that wrist, and they're going to take a look at him over on the GCR bench. And this puts Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury in a tough spot here without Caravino, their do-it-all guy. Garrison Ross for three in the corner. Little sidewinding shot won't go down with 5:40 left. And SK comes across midcourt as they get the rebound. Near side. Finding Carino. A little floater in the paint. No. And SK keeps it alive. Carino in the corner again. Missed it off the front of the rim. And GCR's got a rebound. Still got some life, but they need to go on a run here pretty quickly with 5:15 to go in the fourth, and now a steal by SK. Carino got his mitts on it and steals the pass from right to left. Here's Pop on the right side. Steps through two defenders, and off the glass, it's good for Pop. 17 for Parker Pop. Makes it 51-33. And GCR's across midcourt. Finding Pedersen, it's tipped. SK defense just relentless at the moment. And now a steal by Dan McClure, who's into the ballgame. Had 10 points yesterday in that win over the Lawrence Leopards. So he's a fan favorite out there. 4.5 to go in the fourth in a 51-33 ballgame. McClure down low. Little up and under, can't get it. And out of bounds, goes back to GCR. .423 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We'll take you the rest of the way here as SK tries to hang on for another Grasso tournament title, and GCR throws it over the head of Albano, just continuing to not help themselves.
Yeah, this SKA pressure defense is kind of relentless. They're all over you from the time you come out for the jump ball. And if you don't take care of the ball, they're going to turn you over.
High post here for Trimble. Pulls one back out, looking for Boston Carino. He wants a screen. Gets one, a little give and go. Nice play for McClure. Missed it. Third chance. Parker Pop left it short. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. It's out of bounds. Not sure who was going to get this ball. Looks like it's staying with SK. Rams will look to get it in, and Carino's pass, a little miscommunication, rolls out.
Hey, runner! Runner!
And it's going to go back to GCR runner. With 3:53 to go. Fourth quarter. And GCR is going to work one in. Two on one if they can hurry. And Ionello gets it to go.
Nice finish.
Ionello.
Makes it 51-35. Nice little press break there for GCR. 3.5 to go in this fourth quarter. They find McClure again down low. And it's stripped. GCR with numbers if they can hurry. Gabe Allen on the baseline. Takes it to the interior. Hits it, and he's fouled. And so Gabe Allen hits this shot. And it's going to go to the line looking for the three-point play. And Caravino's coming back in. So GCR not going quietly here.
That was a nice little hesitation move there by Gabe Allen.
And so Allen will go to the line. Still a big hole to dig out of here, but GCR playing hard here. So Gabe Allen to the line. First shot, or his only shot, no good. Rebound for the Rams. With 3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter, Coach Coffin wanting his guys to chew up a little clock here. Running through some motion. Pump fake. They'll go to Pop in the corner. Baseline drive for Pop, and he'll muscle it up and in. And Pop's got 19. With 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. Pop going for another steal, and this time they'll whistle him for the reach-in foul.
And I think they got to travel on GCR first. Because Allen went down to a knee, and then he stood up.
Yeah, I missed it because I think I got screened there. But either way, it's coming back here to the Rams. Another example of GCR cannot seem to catch a break here tonight in this championship game.
No, not their day.
But another lesson learned, because these two teams will play here. They'll play twice in league. And who knows beyond that, league playoffs, sectionals, I mean, there's potential of these two teams seeing each other four or five times this year.
Oh, I think they'll definitely see each other again.
Yeah, they're going to get to know each other very, very well. As here's Carino in the corner. Boy, after starting red hot, he's been a little cold from outside. With 2:25 to go here in the fourth, and SK leading 53-37. Now we got a foul in the backcourt. And so a foul there on Carino, his first, and the team's third. Team foul situation 3 for SKA, 1 for GCR right now. And GCR will get it in. Across midcourt. Back up to Caravino at the top of the key. Caravino is fouled with 2:16 left. Is there a point total, Coach, that you got to hit by a minute and a half here?
You got to be in like one possession.
Oh boy.
So it would take an unbelievable effort here by GCR to come back here.
They are going to take a timeout to talk things over. 2:16 to go in the fourth. The Rams trying to seal up the Grasso here. They lead 53-37 over GCR, and we'll be back on CDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Phenomenal here in the last.
And here we go, 2:15 to go in this fourth quarter, 53-37. GCR's got it on the baseline, and they'll look to get it in with Gabe Allen. And they'll pull the one back out. Like we said, this is just another battle in the chapter of SKA and GCR this year. And they're going to get to know each other very, very well. And this one will feel good tonight for the Rams, but I'm sure some of the ones down the road, both sides are going to want those more, whether it be a Delaware League championship, a sectional contest, whatever it might be. And a little putback here by Jaden Ragazzi is up and good. He's got 8 points off the bench. We got a timeout here to get some subs in for GCR with 1:40 to go. Starters coming out here for GCR.
And as much as GCR would have liked to win this one, if they meet again in the Delaware League championship, they'll trade this loss for that win.
Yes.
I would guarantee that.
Guarantee it. Even one of their league contests.
Yep.
You know, that would, those matter more at the end of the day.
I mean, back in my time coaching the Unitigo girls, I think we played BG 8 times in 2 seasons. We won 6. They won the 2 MAC championships. So.
Mm. And you'd trade the 6 for the 2.
Oh, I'd trade all 6 for 2. Maybe all 6 for 1.
GCR in the corner for 3, and it's up and good.
Nice shot there.
Yeah, Ethan Guglietta hits that to make it 55-40. And a timeout to get some subs in for Aaron Kaufman and the Rams. 55-40 ball game. And so a well-played 2026 Grasso tournament. Of course, the girls always, the beginning of the season, the boys right here in the middle. Huge thank you to Steve West and his staff here at Lawrence for putting us up, always making sure we have what we need, and always appreciate the invite when they call me up and say, hey, we'd love to have you again for whatever games you want to do this year at the Grasso. Got to come and watch the girls earlier this year. I didn't broadcast that day, but always a good time to come, whether it's here or sitting in Coach's Corner, covering things at the Grasso. 40 seconds to go here in the fourth. Still a 55-40 lead for SKA boys. They'll go to the right side. 30 seconds now, and up off the glass. It's good. Nice little move there for Garrett Drop. 57-40 our score. With 15 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter, GCR are going to dribble this one out. Maybe get off one last shot here. Back up towards midcourt, down to 5 seconds. And that is going to do it, 57-40. SK gets the win. We will be back with the postgame show and our awards and the all-tournament team coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. GCR boys getting their second place trophy here for runners-up at the Grasso tournament, and the Rams getting their first place trophy. 57-40, South Courtright Andes boys defeating Gilboa Conesville Roxbury. And here are the Rams picking up their trophy, winning the Grasso tournament title. All right, let's get into our three awards, and Coach will keep an eye on the all-tournament selections here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank. Actually, hold on. We're just going to let them announce this here because I want to know, too. So, Eric Pedersen makes the all-tournament team here for GCR. And so does Cody Caravino. So those are your all-tournament selections here for GCR.
I was ready. Took this away from me.
I didn't want to be reading and hearing that in the background. So those are your two. Pedersen and Caravino get it for GCR and for SK. See what they decide to do here.
First member of the all-tournament team, Boston.
Boston Carino makes the all-tournament team. And let's see who the MVP is. Parker Pop is my guess. Parker Pop gets MVP. Well deserved. Congratulations to him. And now let's get into our three awards here for WCDO. Of course, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. Well, he was MVP. We're going to give him the Outstanding Offense Award as well. Parker Pop, he had a little extra pop today and played very well for SK.
Yeah, it seemed like any time GCR made a run, he was there to score a couple baskets or get a steal. And he had some really nice, difficult, contested drives to the hoop today. So I thought he did a really nice job and well-deserving of the award today.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MorabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. A couple different ways we could go here, but I think I'd like to go Jackson Hudson from South Courtright Andes. Did a little bit of everything, 8 points, but I thought on the interior, rebounded very well, and held Caravino in check, quite honestly, from time to time, and that's what they needed.
Yeah, and if he wasn't guarding Caravino on the inside, he was matched up with Blake Albano. And I thought he just provided a solid presence in there today, getting countless defensive rebounds, some offensive rebounds, and just played hard, tough basketball. So I was impressed with his effort today.
Lastly, it's the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award. JM is in Guilford, and they're a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. We wanted to give this to Blake Albano. Thought just a real hard-fought game by Blake in the trenches. Did a little bit of everything. He will be our all-purpose award winner.
Yeah, I was really impressed with how hard he gets after rebounds, both at the offensive and defensive end, and thought he did a nice job tonight. He scored a little bit. I think the game would have been a little different if he could have stayed out of foul trouble. But I thought he played a nice game and wanted to just recognize him today for his efforts.
Yeah, congratulations there to our three award winners, all very deserving, and another Grasso tournament in the books. Coach and I will be back next week. Again, we have Sydney boys on Tuesday at Unitego Franklin, that game at Unitego. And then on Wednesday, we will have the Sydney girls hosting Unitego at 7, both those games at 7:15. So that will be a really fun time as we get back into MAC play. So, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, excited for those two battles of Route 7 there between the two MAC schools. So.
Yep, it's something that's always on the calendar at CDO when it's Sydney-Unitego time. That's one Craig always wants us to do. So huge thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer for both games today back at the WCDO studios in Sydney. And, Coach, thanks again. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me, and I appreciate you working with me on my conflict today over in Hamilton.
No problem. We got the CDO helicopter out for you and took care of business. I've used it many times.
Yeah, I landed right here on the roof at Lauren.
I love when I actually get to pull that out and then someone actually asks me if there is a CDO helicopter and I say, well, no, definitely not. So, all right, again, a big thank you to Jim and to Coach. Two games in the books here and we will see you next week for Sydney and Unitego. Have a great rest of your weekend from WCDO Sports. Go Bills!
Tri-County forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy with snow showers likely, no significant accumulation, low temperature 15 to 20. On Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, the high near 30. Sunday night, cloudy, low 10. On Monday, mostly cloudy, chance of afternoon snow showers, the high 25. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and the high approaching 40. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO at FM 101, AM 1490 and 92.3 FM in Norwich.